ప్రేమ స్వరూపులైన విద్యార్థులారా, విద్యా బోధకులారా, విద్యాభిమానులారా,
I am like the roaring lion in the dream. My roaring will wake you up from this dream unto reality.
This is The Lion's Roar, the DSI podcast all about understanding the teachings of Satya Sai Baba in their truest form.
Pradhani again. So, I have a question for you. Have you ever gone to the supermarket to get your groceries, milk, bananas, flour, and then walked out with two bags filled with all this stuff? And you're not entirely sure what just happened? Let's rewind and retrace our steps from the previous installment of our shopping mystery. The last time you were here, you got what you needed when... there it was. The limited edition pack of kettle chips winking at you in a conspiratorial manner. The image on the packet incited a curiosity in you. But you were in a rush, so you moved on. The next time you're back at the supermarket, the chips literally call out to you. And without your knowledge, you've walked back to the chip aisle, picked up that pack of crinkle-cut crispy goodness and added it to your basket. And here we are, with two bags of stuff. Now, let's just say in an alternate scenario, you didn't see this new limited edition pack of chips. Would it have occurred to you to buy it at all? It's the moment that the eyes saw the attractive packet sitting on the shelf that it all began. Swami lays it out plainly. When the senses come in contact with sense objects, they can give rise to immense pleasure as well as endless pain. The contact is where it all begins. Let's look at an example Swami gives us in the discourse. Say someone's criticizing you. As long as these harsh words are beyond the range of your sense organs, you aren't affected by anything that was said. Once we hear of it though, whether immediately or even a week later, we are enraged beyond control. Here's another one. Say your boss praises you to her colleagues and nominates you as Employee of the Month. You don't have any particularly endearing thoughts towards your boss, but the following week when you hear of her praise, you're ecstatic and develop a great liking towards her. What's the reason for the hatred in the first example and love in the second one? Swami points out that as long as there was no contact between the sound waves and your ears, you were unruffled. It was the subsequent contact between the two that provoked the strong reaction in you. Now that we can clearly see that contact with sense objects is the problem, the solution is simple, right? Avoid all sense objects. Sounds great in theory, but let's be sensible about this. We live in a world where we are bombarded from moment to moment with sensual stimuli. It's the very nature of this existence that we find ourselves intertwined with sense objects. I mean, we aren't all pious sages tucked away in holy caves, unperturbed by the happenings of the modern world and cocooned in our own aura of reverberating meditative energy. Swami presents a solution. It should be recognized that it is neither easy nor always possible to prevent the senses and their objects from coming into mutual contact. On the contrary, it is possible, with some effort, to develop an attitude of equipoise, notwithstanding such contacts, which are more often unavoidable. An attitude of equipoise. How exactly can we foster this attitude? This is where Swami proceeds to blow our limited monkey mind to pieces and give us a real sense of how to be equanimous. He lovingly explains, "To foster such an attitude, you should resort to the path of inquiry and thereby develop the firm conviction, I am neither the body nor the sense organs. I am the ever-blissful Atma. Only when you are unshakably established in this conviction will the sense organs cease to trouble you. It is only through the pursuit of the path of inquiry, accompanied by the constant contemplation on the idea that you are nothing other than the Atma, that you can transcend the human limitations and experience your divine self under all circumstances." Wow, talk about hard hitting. Let's pursue this one a little further. When Swami mentions the path of inquiry, what does he mean by inquiry? In the field of spirituality, inquiry means to examine, analyze, and distinguish between the real and unreal. Remember the extract from Gita Vahini we heard last episode? Fix your attention on the unchanging basis, not on the fluctuating manifestations. Otherwise, you flounder in the flux. Ceaseless, constant remembrance of this truth allows us to transcend the troubles of the senses. As we heard in the last episode, who is the real enjoyer of all the sensual experiences? If we truly dwell in the conviction of our real self, the ever-blissful Atma, then nothing can faze us. Because at that level, neither praise nor blame can touch us. Because they have nothing to do with the real us. When that sense of self or ego, as we often hear, is reduced to zero, then we no longer have any association with our senses, body, or mind. They all cease to exist, and everything merges and dissolves back into that most subtle yet all-pervading and underlying causeless cause of all existence, Atma. We may not have perceived the direct relationship between inquiry and sense control till Swami dissected it all in this manner. But now that it's all laid out for us plain and bare, it all makes sense, doesn't it? Mastery of the senses is not just on the physical plane of the body. Mastery lies in realizing I am not this body. The path, the road to this divine realization, examination and inquiry. Our Swami has lovingly told us time and time again, the purpose of our life is to find out who we are. Examination and inquiry is what will allow us to chip away at those false notions of our reality and fulfill the real purpose of our existence. To quote the famous Greek philosopher Socrates, an unexamined life is not worth living. So let's make it worth it. I am neither the body nor the sense organs. I am the ever-blissful Atma. With this unequivocal proclamation ringing loudly in our minds and hearts, we bring this episode to a close. Next time, we meet a 14th century philosopher, battle the strongest muscle in our body, and go through an interesting list of do's and don'ts. Until then, stay rawsome.